One more question. I'm getting a chance to speak with Congressman Patrick McHenry tomorrow, and a bill he sponsored that passed the U.S. House has drawn lots of concerns about payday lending in North Carolina. Where do you stand on that bill?
Well, payday lending is a devastating industry that puts struggling working folks on a debt treadmill that they can't get off. I mean, the typical person who gets a payday loan of $300 or $400 ends up having to renew that loan 6, 7, 8 times. And so at the end of the day, they're paying thousands of dollars just for that $300 or $400 loan. The APRs on those, the annual percentage rate, is upwards of 500%, 4 to 500% APRs. It's loan shark stuff. We successfully ran those payday lenders out of North Carolina because our law is clear, a maximum of 36% interest rate on consumer loans. What I am gravely concerned about Representative McHenry's bill is that it will preempt our laws by allowing payday lenders to join with banks and essentially rent that bank charter so that they are then exempt from our state consumer protection laws. That would be absolutely wrong, a huge step backwards for what we've accomplished for North Carolina consumers.
Now, I know he says that the bill doesn't do that. So where does your concern stem from?
Well, because all the analysis I've read of the bill is that it does do that, that it allows payday lenders to essentially rent a state bank charter from some other foreign state and then import those interest rates into North Carolina, thereby rendering ineffective our consumer protection laws. So if he is on record that it doesn't do that, then he shouldn't have any problem with making changes to the language to ensure that it doesn't accomplish what everyone thinks that it does.